And he does a great job again. He just, you know, what's so important to keep your feet moving and make your lean as a running back forward. And he does a good job of that. Has all night. That is Jensen. And a first down.
Sheraton has it first down 10.
They just run the ball so efficiently, and boy, that just makes it hard for you to.
They have enough misdirection and deception, and when they do come at you, you know you're second guessing yourself. So here's the Oxenrider, and he is going to scamper in for a touchdown, a trap play, and I saw that a lot in the first half, guys. And a trap, they bring a guard and they pull it over, and that guard just seals that off, and again, the line play up front, the dance has to be danced at the right pace. Your line and your running back, and that's what I'm talking about. Oxenrider may not be the fanciest. He's not going to do a hula hoop turnaround when he runs, but he plants his foot at the exact moment when the hole opens, and that is a beautiful dance. And unfortunately for Albia, that dance turns into six, and the kick by Chip makes it seven. And for the first time tonight, Sheraton's got a two-score two-possession football game. Albie's going to have to come back out offensively, and why not a special teams play? We'll find out what's in the making here. But Sheraton takes the lead here, 28-14, 7:46 to go. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hi, I'm Darcy Whitlow, and I'm running for the Iowa House of Representatives, District 26. As an AEA employee, I work in your local school districts, and I will advocate for education in Iowa, increased mental health supports, better health care, and workers' rights. I would appreciate your vote on November 5th.
Well, the Chargers, after a special teams play a moment ago, a little different than the special teams plays in the past. A kickoff and a punt returns by Sheraton. This time was a kickoff that was in no man's land, and it was by design. Chip laid that out there perfectly, rolled a little bit, and that short field, and Oxenrider, you give him a short field, and this offense short field, they're going to make you pay, and that's what they did. It's 28-14, 7:46 to go. Let's see if Albie can make a special teams play right here. Deep kick. This one is going to be fielded. Here comes Albie on the return. If they get to the corner here, Irwin trying to get upfield. Lowers the shoulders down the sidelines. Got a man to beat across midfield. Nearly got it turned. Chip with a tackle. Landon Chip comes over. Arnold right there as well. But he gets 100%. I am a complete biased guy because I love my my family and my nephew. But, man, he's another dude. And this team is full of dudes.
They do have a bunch of dudes. Great run by Eli Hilton.
I'm so impressed with Jackson. Eli Hilton, just having a heck of a year.
Yeah, you know, he had a great catch last week in the I-35 game, and he's all over the special teams, you know. I mean, on kickoff, kick return, punt return, he's everywhere.
Albia in Sheraton territory. Win, pump fake, looks, he's going to throw it downfield. He throws it up, it's up for grabs, underthrown, tipped it, caught by Pickrell had it momentarily. A tip by the defensive back. Connor Pickrell did not give up on it, nearly brought it in, and it's going to fall to the ground incomplete. Disaster nearly turned into a miracle, and there's a whole lot of yakking by me for an incompletion. 7:29 to go here in the ball game. A 28-14 lead by the Chargers.
I love that play call, though. Get you the too. Ball in your playmakers. Let's
get into that. It's going to be a quarterback, a keeper, left side. Wynn gets across the 45 into the inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. Wynn with a 3 or 4 yard pickup. Again, you got time against you, but you got plenty of time. You're on their side of the field, so you're looking at two more plays here. You got to keep the chains moving. Again, there's not a 14-point play in the playbook. So you just pick it away, and you got plenty of time. Don't panic in anything you're doing. Here comes Wynn again, being pursued. Rolls to the right side. Throws it underneath. It's complete. Chance with it. Chance's helmet comes off, but not before. No, it's not his helmet. That is Gruel's helmet comes off. First down for the Blue Demons. They'll stop the clock, move the chain. Looks like it's a first down. No, what are we doing here?
That should have been a first down.
I mean, I'm not real good at, you know, from this vantage point when the ball's 3 yards beyond the first down marker. There's something they're talking over.
I think Albie's trying to go tempo, and I think the chain gang's having a little trouble.
Well, I don't think it's a chain gang. They had to do their job of waiting. But you're right, the chains needed to move. Win, now, looks to the left side, going to run. Going to set up and go the other way. Plants, throws it downfield. It's up for grabs, and there's a completion. Oh, Pickerel. I'm going to tell you what, folks. You talk about concentration, Jackson Pence.
That was a terrific play by Connor Pickerel in double coverage. Just out-jumped both shirt and defenders, and Albie's got it inside the red zone. Got to punch it in here.
Coach Archer's going to be vying for some basketball time for Pickerel. He climbed the old ladder up there. Albie with the football now inside the 20. Here's a Wynn going to run with it. Tucks it up. Sets it upfield. Inside the 10. Down close to the 5-yard line. It's going to have about 5, 6, 7 yards on that first down carry. Plenty of time here, folks. Almost 9 yards.
And they can still get a first down here inside the 5-yard line. So that's big.
Albie with 3 timeouts. Both team with 3 timeouts. Albie on the march here. 14-28, your score. It's 2 offenses coming to life here. Albie trying to answer. Here's Wynn. Pump fake. Throws a fade pattern to the end zone. Up for grabs. Bubbled up in the air and incomplete right down there in front of the mobile studio. The Jumbotron that we've drug in here tonight. 6:16 to go. Clock stops, Shane.
Love how these Blue Demons are fighting back. You know, they never give up.
Third down and 2 here. Got to get the first down first.
Really need to get a first down here for Albia.
Man in motion. Now it's a straight ahead handoff, and Madison is met in the backfield. It will be a loss on the play. Now, gentlemen, this is a huge, huge fourth down. The loss will mark it back to the 9-yard line. It's going to be fourth down at 4. Albia going to a tight formation. Chance. Going to keep it, try to work up the right side. Sidesteps the defender, fighting forward. Have to get that scrum going. He's going to be short. He's going to be short. And Albie's going to get the turnover downs after marching the ball down the field. A good answer by this offense. But it is going to be a turnover downs. And Sheraton, their defense, bending but not breaking. Now the clock really becomes your enemy. Chargers will be content to run the football. Now they are out of the shadows of their own end zone. You know, I squeeze my safeties. And you squeeze these safeties in. Now he's doing just that. A little confusion in the backfield. We'll talk it over. 14-28, I'll be trailing here. Here's Oxenrider, and he has got a gaping hole, and he's going to gape this thing across the midfield. It's going to be a foot wake. Pickerel giving chase. Selby giving chase. But it is going to be Oxenrider who is going to take this in for an exclamation point touchdown. Touchdown, Sheraton. And did you see the giddy up? Oxenrider broke through that line of scrimmage, and it was a off and running. And Sheraton is going to take a 34-14 lead. And, guys, this game and life changes quickly. About 12 seconds quickly. And as fast as Oxenrider is, it took him a little time to get down that field. And Albie was about to make it a one-score football game, and Sheraton had an answer. Here's Chip's extra point attempt, and it is up, and it is good. 5:50 to go here, 35-14. A lot of time left in the football game, but Albia has got his back against the wall, and we will bring you more Friday Night Lights, the Blue Demon football after a quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
We're all about giving back to the community we serve. So we're active in organizations that support our kids, like 4-H and FFA, sponsoring events and scholarships. We support local school boards, fairs, and community organizations. You could say our interest in agriculture and the people who make it possible just keeps growing. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
Less than 3 minutes ago, we were in a tied football game, gentlemen. I don't know if you know that or not, but that's how quickly this game has turned. Kudos to the Chargers. But they have built a 35-14 lead here.
Seen a lot of Oxenrider tonight.
Yeah, he's got to be he's got to be pushing the 200-yard mark.
Maybe more than that. Yeah, he's had a heck of a game tonight.
Doing it on both sides of the football field, Chip. Little pooch kick, short kick, going to be fielded here. Running up the middle of the field, and Irwin this time is met, and he runs into Kenton Jensen.
Eli Hilton
on the return out to the 32. Well, here we go. Your back's against the wall. What you going to do? You know, your coach right now, you definitely want to see the fight in your team, fight to try to come back. But regardless of the outcome, you want to finish strong, Jackson Pence. Next week, for both these teams, the real season begins.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, same thing is, you know, if Albie can't pull this one out tonight, you know, they lost to Sheraton last year, too, and they still made the playoffs. So there's a lot left to be played tonight.
These are two good football teams playing tonight, boys. Here's a chance to run it downfield, and complete pick roll on the reception. Stays on his feet somehow, some way. A spin around, turn around, and he falls downfield. All the way inside the 30-yard line. Shane, I have been in the mountains with less twists and turns on a ride like that.
Such a great catch. And then, you know, just the yards after the catch were very hard fought. I think he got an extra 5 yards with two guys on him. So.
Impressive. Here comes the Blue Demons trying to answer. 5:23 to go. Win in the shotgun. Here's a pass, a little screen pass over here. Pickrell splits two defenders, spins around again, picks up 5, 6, 7 yards. Good block there by Selby. Pickrell again, slippery. Good athlete, finds some running room there.
Again, a five on the play.
Hello to my beautiful niece, Reba. Hello, Reba. She said, "You sounded like my dad. What you gonna do?" Where do you think I got that from? Here's a pass underneath. Incomplete.
First pass is incomplete. Intended for Connor Pickrell.
There's some people just worth quoting. Like, bam. Pow. Biggie big. Those are all the words out of one of the great poets of our time, Jimmy Summers. Also known as my bigger little brother.
Great interviewer also.
Third down, 5 here. Wynn being pursued. Pressure's on, gets away. Looks underneath, complete, and running with the football, having the first down. Really tremendous job by Wynn of avoiding being tackled. Irwin comes across, and he's going to get the reception. Drake Irwin on the reception.
And it's good for 8 yards.
8 yard pickup. Looting a first down. You got to bring some tempo. No panic mode here, but you do have to have some tempo here. Albie once again into Charger territory. Man in motion. Here's a little pitch, running with it, trying to get the corner. Nice block there by Selby on the outside, running hard, fighting for extra yards. Rowan Archer,
the ball carrier.
Really tough run.
Wow, that was a really tough one. I mean, that was a very well-designed play and executed perfectly.
9 yards. Clock rolling under 4 minutes. Second down and one. Albie trailing by 21. 35-14. This was a tied ball game entering into this fourth quarter. Here's Wynn, going to keep it. The push forward. The scrum that looks like it's going to turn into a Blue Team of first down. Inside the five, they're going to give them the first down. First down, goal to go. Clock will start once they set the ball down. Now he's going to have a goal to go here from the four-yard line. Need to score quickly here. Here's a Wynn rolling back, throws it to the end zone, up for grabs, and is it intercepted? And it is. And the Chargers will make another play. An interception, a bend but don't break. I did not. It's the furthest part from where we're at here in Ironman Field in the Tharp Funeral Home press box. But, guys, we talk about Albie's bend but don't break defense, and Sheraton, same thing here. Back-to-back possessions by Albie. They come up short, and kudos to the Chargers defense.
Yeah, the Chargers, they just showed up tonight, and just making plays, great plays on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and this was a game late into the fourth quarter, too. So, I mean, a lot of credit to Sheraton for coming out in the fourth quarter in a tie ball game and then just kind of making their mark on this game late.
35-14. Hand off and running straight ahead.
Oxenrider.
Stopped
in there by Cooper Bradley.
Well, gentlemen, that young man is going to need a little ice. And everybody that ran into him all night is going to need some, too. He took the punch lots of times, and he's delivered it.
I know we're only three games in, Jason and Shane, but I think it's safe to say Sheraton's going to have a 1,000-yard rush for this season.
Well, not careful. It might happen tonight. Second down and two here. 2:47 to go here in the ball game. Quick handoff. Good job by the defensive front. And you know, Coach Jensen talked about this morning in the Friday morning preview, and you know, it really stood out to me. He talked about that PCM game where, by the way, if you didn't know, Sigourney Kyoto lost the PCM opening game, and they were, and if you look at the scoreboards, they're blown out.
Right.
And he talked about his team, and he said, you know, they made the plays, but we were right there. You know, he was proud of the way his players played. If you're Albie, you're not saying, hey, somehow we played like the Misfits toys on Misfit Island. We Sheraton just made plays, just like right there on fourth down on a short yard.
I mean, the Albie coach is going to look at this game and say, you know, we made some really big plays tonight, and, yep, you know, go off of that. And
I didn't see a thing on script here and said, well, other than the penalties, I think you can take some of those away, and there were some, yeah, that cost us. But tonight, this honestly more about Sheraton doing things just a little bit better. But I've seen two good football teams here tonight. And Dobby's trailing by 21. What do you mean, Coach? Well, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Here's a handoff right side. And, gentlemen, I've seen these two teams play and come away thinking, well, you know, it was a good game, or whoever won. But you didn't, you'd say, well, one team might be better. I see two good football teams.
A lot of football left. Yep. There's a lot of upside for both these teams this year.
If you're Sheraton, you're a quarter away from being, you know, potentially 3-0, probably.
If you're Sheraton right now, you're thinking about that second half of Davis County. But no, you're not. You're not looking back. Coach Smizer is not looking back, I promise you. Second down here, Sheraton with the football. I'm going to take a knee and run the clock out. And handshaking going on. Both these teams, heck of a football game. Sheraton, here in this fourth quarter, gentlemen, it was a tied football game. And, you know, special teams kind of did turn the tide here. You go to the back of that kickoff that Chip laid out there in that no man's land, rolled to the side. They got the football, and suddenly a one-score game turned into two. Sheraton will take the final knee. And they will continue to be the owners of this rivalry, and a win tonight for Sheraton as the clock rolls to triple zeros. And guys, that's the saddest thing I'm going to see all night, because this ball game's over, and one more game in the book. And I love coming here on Football Friday nights. I love seeing the ambience, these communities coming out and celebrating their kids. Two rich communities that share the 34 corridor. But Sheridan's not going to share the victory tonight. They're going to take the W, and Oxenrider leading the team across the field. And Shane, I don't. If I wouldn't have made it to the midfield stripe if I was Oxenrider, the way he played tonight, every night.
To have that big long run, you know, late in the fourth quarter is just amazing, as hard as he's ran on tonight. And, you know, he's been on about every play on defense, too. So just, wow, what a tough kid.
And Jensen behind him. And Jensen, also, you know, just you can't forget about him.
No.
And that offensive line. We will come back here. We will wrap things up from Ironman Field. It is the war on 34, and it goes the way of the Charger. Looking down there, Coach Smizer and Coach Uper giving hugs. A lot of respect for those guys. Coach Schooley down there. Snook. You know, they have a great staff. Good bunch of guys. And Sheridan, you have a lot to be proud of. Albia, you have a lot to be proud of. I know they're going to get back to work. They're going to be sore tomorrow and a little disappointed. But there's a lot of things that this team is going to be proud of. Let's run down there. And Jackson, do you got Coach Huber coming across here? Do you want to grab him? He's out there. So we'll take that time out. We'll come back here to Ironman Field and wrap things up, and then we'll set you off into the locker room. Locker room show going to be brought to you by Summers Insurance. And a long night here from Ironman Field, late start, and a Sheridan win.
Right now, get $10 off your next $50 purchase when you sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card. Just sign up and get $10 off your next $50 purchase. With Hy-Vee Perks, you get fuel savers, members-only prices, digital coupons, and rewards. And for a limited time only, new members who sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card get $10 off their next purchase of $50 or more. Sign up today, in-store, online, or through the Hy-Vee app. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Schedule your tour of Homestead Senior Living today. Homestead provides seniors with the care they need and the respect they deserve, as well as daily meals, engaging activities, housekeeping, and linen services. Homestead Senior Living has locations in Albia, Sheraton, Knoxville, Oskaloosa, and Centerville. Find a Homestead location near you by visiting assistedlivingiowa.com. That's assistedlivingiowa.com.
This is Brandon with Nutrient Ag Solutions in Moravia. We had a great 2024 planting season and look forward to the 2025 season. When it comes to your fall farm management plan, please come and see Todd, Tyler, myself. You will get nothing but the best. Please call or come in and see Amanda in the front office. Mike, Vern, Gage, and Chris are ready to make sure you get a great start on your fall application needs. My team would like to thank our current customers for their support and look forward to helping them succeed. For your fertilizer and seed management plan, please stop in or call 641-724-3355. Nutrient Ag Solutions, helping you lead the field and beyond.
Big night here, war on 34, and it goes the way of Sheridan. We're going to get Coach Huber here in a second, but Jackson Pence down on their post-game Hardee's coaches interview. Down there with Coach Kurt Smizer, victorious tonight.
Coach Smizer, a terrific win for your football team tonight. I'm super impressed with the way your offensive line looked. Talk a little bit about them tonight.
Yeah, we really played really well up front. You know, we thought we were going to be okay. We kind of moved some pieces around. We worked out a lot this week. You know, we knew they were a good defense, but we really thought physically we were better than them up front, and it kind of showed, especially late in the game. You know, our running back special, he's pretty darn good. So, you know, I think he got the school record, and he had over 300 yards rushing. So it's a big deal. Played great up front. Too many mistakes at times because we probably should have punched another one in, but, you know, I thought our kids played really well.
defensively rose to the occasion there in the second half. Albia really threatening deep in Charger territory, but a couple big stops.
It was. You know, our defense, our D-backs, we knew that coming in the year. We got to find some D-backs to tackle. You know, we still missed some tackle, but when they had to net up, they did. They did a nice job getting some stops there. You know, Bosco with a big pick right there to kind of seal the deal. So, you know, just all the whole way around. Special teams were still special. We get this down there to give us a run. So that's kind of been the deal in this series the last few three or four years. So I'm just super impressed. My kids played really hard.
Hey, Jackson, ask Coach Schmeiser if you could.
That's kind of what broke this game open was that fumble recovery on your side of the field. Talk about that. Is I think it was Gibson that jumped on that free ball.
Yeah, you know, Chippy put a really good pooch kick down there, and Gibby went and got it. You know, they kind of fumbled around a little bit, but Gibby had his nose to it and went and got it and fought for it. And we got the ball and then punched it in about two plays. So that was a big turning point in the game. You know, we were just up one touchdown at that time, and then the big run by Brocky. So I can't say enough about our guys up front, and, you know, Brocky ran really well.
Ask about Coach Snook on ask him about Coach Snook and your strength and conditioning, because they were really tough in the second half.
Coach, really impressed with the way you guys are conditioned tonight. Talk a little bit about Coach Snook and all that he's done this offseason with your guys.
Yeah, you know, Coach Snook, Coach Bankston, and Coach Dotts, we started some different stuff this summer. We always lift well, but we did some more stuff out the field, and I think it's paying off. You know, our kids, we got a little tired from our DNs out there, but I thought our line was really strong the whole time. So, you know, it's good. You know, our strength and conditioning program, we had to switch a little bit this year. Hopefully we get that change next year, but, you know, it's helped us. It's helped us. And I think just physically our kids were good up front.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
That is Jackson Pence down there, and we'll get Coach Huber here in just a moment. We'll take another quick timeout. We'll come back here and wrap things up from Meyerman Field as Coach Huber will be our next guest, and then we'll jump into the locker room show and get you a football Friday night. Some big, big games, Shane Holmes. Some impressive scores coming in. And how about those Bulldogs?
Tell you what, this is impressive. New coach and a new environment over there in Ottumwa, and it's paying off for them.
Quick timeout. Come back, and we'll join up with Coach Huber.
Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. Owned and operated by Aaron Conley, Dennis Conley, and Larry Price. Serving all of southern Iowa and northern Missouri. For years, two family-owned businesses have been serving this community, and now they're introducing their newest business. Offering roll-off dumpsters for construction, commercial, and residential. Whether it's small cleanup or a major project, they've got the right dumpster for the job. Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. The best price guaranteed.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Down on the field on the 45 on Ironman Field is Jackson Pence on our Hardee's post-game coach's interview. Jackson, take it away with Coach Huber.
Coach, tough loss for your team tonight. Really battled there. It was a game really late there in the early fourth quarter. You know, what let it slip away for you guys?
You know, I just think some missed opportunities on our part. There's things we can do to get better. Penalties hurt us on in the game, and then, you know, just missed opportunities. And I think it's stuff we can all learn from. It's nothing major. It's stuff that the guys we can fix this week and understand that, hey, we got to get better at them. And, again, things we can fix. It's all fixable.
Yeah, and I think one positive thing for your offense tonight is you really got the passing game going, and you kind of switched quarterbacks right there before halftime, and then Luke came out in the second half and was really good throwing the ball. You know, what did you see at halftime to get him going?
You know, I just think, you know, talking to Luke and get him settled down into the second half, and our receivers getting them fixed on their routes, I think we had a little trouble with that in the first half as well. But once everyone kind of got settled in, we got in a rhythm in the second half, and we made some adjustments, and it got working for us. But, again, we got to finish those drives.
You know, it's no rest for the weary, Coach. You got Mediapolis coming in next week. A really good football program over there. What's going to be the lesson for your guys going into next week?
You know, I think, again, we got to talk about cleaning up the penalties and stuff and finishing plays and drives. That hurts us, and defensively we got to do some stuff there and make some adjustments and, you know, just get on our tackling too. I mean, Oxenrader's a horse. Hats off to him. He's a great running back, and he's hard to bring down, but we're going to see other good backs this year, so that's just things we got to work on. Again, stuff we can fix. Still proud of the guys. They battled their butts off tonight, and just happy that they finished the game. You know, you see some teams that want to hang their head. Our guys didn't. They kept battling, and that's what you want out of your team.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That is Jackson Pence on your Hardee's post-game coaches interview. And Jackson walking over here. Guys, we're gonna wrap things up here from Ironman Field and get into the locker room show. And I want to thank our crew. How about Mariah Smith and Nathan Parks? Those views tonight. And the Jumbotron there in the north end zone watching their work. They just brought this whole thing to life.
That very cool Jumbotron wouldn't be worth much without the great views we had. And, boy, great camera work by them and Austin Majors also.
Another shout-out from the officials tonight. I was talking to them as they were walking off the field. They love it over there. They think it's awesome.
Well, a beautiful sight. Austin Majors, I think, a solid 10 miles, I think, up and down those sidelines. I saw Carter Isley had finished that Ironman. I think Austin ran an Ironman tonight. He was all over the field. Hey, very happy Sheraton fan base. And if you're Albia, I know you've got a disappointment. No one wants to lose a rivalry. No one wants to lose a football game. But, Jackson, I'll tell you this, and you heard it from Coach Huber. They just made plays tonight. Sheraton made some plays, and there's some fixing. But all the things that can be fixed are fixable for Albia. And this is a good football team that I'll be throwing out there this year.
Yeah, and that's right. And Coach Huber talked about the penalties. I think sometimes that kind of killed drives tonight, and they weren't able to get first downs when it was third and short. It kind of backed them up to third and long. But we saw this last year. I'll be lost Sheraton after a 2-0 start, and you know they really rallied to go to the playoffs. I mean, there's still a lot on the table left for Albia. They're 2-1. You got a really good Mediapolis team coming in next week, and you know there's no rest for the weary because it's not going to be easy going forward.
No.
District is really, really good.
Now you get a real test next week to Mediapolis, but I really just again, Shane, I watched this game over 30 years nearly, and broadcasting and being up in the press box and some coaching aspect. And tonight I saw a team that outscored the other team. We always see that, but we don't always see two teams. I say, well, both those teams have the makings to have really good football seasons.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's going to be interesting to watch where Sheraton goes this year with a great running game and just so talented offensive line. And on the other hand, Albie showed tonight that they're never out of a game because they have such explosive receivers and great running backs, so an exceptional quarterback. So both teams have a lot to look forward to this year.
Jackson, you asked Coach Smythe, one of your questions was about that offensive line, and I'll tell you, that was impressive. Those boys were dudes up front.
Yeah, I mean, if Sheraton can get that kind of offensive line play for the rest of the season, I mean, there's not a lot of games where they're going to lose with Austin Ryder in the backfield. There were some holes that were big enough for me to run through there tonight. I mean, you know, you give credit to Sheraton's offensive line, you give credit to Brock Austin Ryder, but I think if you're Albie, you just want to just get back to the basics next week because, you know, Mediapolis is going to want to run the ball just like Austin Ryder did tonight. So, there's no worry. You got Coach Odafer as your defensive coordinator. You know, just go back and fix all the mental mistakes that you made tonight, and you're going to have to win next week. A big win.
Mediapolis coming to town. Looking forward to that one, Shane Holmes. Offensively, Albia, I saw the things that I thought I was going to see out of this team. A lot of athleticism, playmakers everywhere around the field.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're loaded with just exciting players. You know, Chance can throw the ball. He can catch the ball. You know, he can do anything with it. And then, you know, I just liked how they switched it up just to give Sheraton a little different look right before the first of the end of the half.
A lot of contributors, really. Irwin had some plays. Buckingham, a sophomore, had some plays. Pickrell obviously showed that he is a human joystick. Rowan Archer, Matt Selby. Again, I just go up and down the lineup, and I think that's going to make this team very difficult here in District Jackson because you do have so many weapons you can go to.
Yeah, and when you're an opposing team trying to scout Albia, I mean, there's not one person you could key on for, you know, on defense or offense. And there's so many great players up and down this roster, and, you know, I think they're kind of starting to learn that they've got more guys so they don't have to play both ways all the time. I mean, Cooper Bradley played mostly defense tonight, so it keeps them fresh out there. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to how they respond next week. This is the first type of adversity the team has faced. And, you know, you got a really good team coming in next week. It's a big week of practice for the Blue Demons, and we're excited to see them play next week.
All right, the Warren 34 belongs to the Chargers. A quick timeout. We're leaving here from Ironman Field for the best producing group in the business. Elon Musk, also known as Brian Carter, back there in the mobile studio. Mariah Smith, Nathan Parks, my good buddy, Yeah, he'd been all over this field. Austin Major and Jackson Pence and Shane Holmes. We'll come back here to your locker room show presented by Summers Insurance, and stay right here.
At Country Roads Meat Market in Centerville, we believe in the power of local. That's why every fresh cut of beef and pork comes straight from the hardworking hands of our local farmers. We're not just a market, we're a community, supporting our local farmers by bringing you the most flavorful meats around. Hosting a gathering? Be sure to try our beef sticks and summer sausage, too. All crafted in-house. When you choose Country Roads Meat Market, you're not just getting top-notch meat, you're supporting the heartbeat of our communities. Country Roads Meat Market. Stop in our store in Centerville and taste the difference that local pride makes.
Hi, this is Joe at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Farming is both a way of living and a passion around here. The results our customers get is our number one concern. Whether you need fertilizer, chemicals, seed, or feed, we've got you covered. Not only can we provide the product, but if needed, we can apply it as well. Just give us a call and let us be your hired hand. Quality Ag Service, your hometown ag supplier for all your fertilizer, chemical, seed, and feed needs, serving our entire listening area.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Cooperatives are owned by the members who use them. CVC was formed over 70 years ago by members just like you who needed electric services. They pulled together to organize your electric cooperative. Today, cooperatives are found in every state of the union and serve approximately 120 million people, nearly half of the population of the United States. CVC serves around 6,000 meters in the city of Albia and rural Appanoose, Davis, Lucas, Marion, Monroe, Wapello, and Wayne counties. To learn more about us, visit cvrec.com.
KIIC's Locker Room Show is on the air. The Locker Room Show is presented by Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. The Locker Room Show breaks down tonight's gridiron contests. Stay tuned as we chat with coaches from darkened football fields, noisy school buses, and jubilant locker rooms. And now, from Football Central, KIIC's Locker Room.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back into your locker room, or welcome into the locker room show. Eyes up, boys and girls, because we are getting to business quickly here. Lights are going to be turned off here at Ironman Field. Late edition here of the locker room show. 315 yards. That is the school record for Oxenrider Sheraton. Sheraton will get the victory here in the War on 34, and we'll try to catch Coach Smizer here in the locker room show here in a few minutes. But right now, we got to get after it. Shane, some really impressive game tonight. Pella taking on Indianola are going to be a great game, right? You knew it was going to set up a battle, and Pella's going to be up against the wall, and boy, what a game they got tonight.
Yeah, Andy Knoll's a good team, and get a victory over there. That's a good night.
Let's see if we can get Coach McKinstry on the line, and I think we have him. Coach, first of all, congratulations. A huge, huge win, 24-22. Tell us how this thing broke down, a thriller for you and your football team.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was an exciting game. I had a homecoming crowd. The stands were packed. You know, we're playing at Central College this year, and it's just a great atmosphere, and we got off to a good start. We had a defensive stop, then we go up 6-0 right away, missed the extra point. And then we got up 12-0, and we went into halftime up 12-0. Our defense has been playing great. We were able to get some big plays from one of our running back, Emmanuel Deers, and then we come out the second half. We received the opening kickoff, and we fumble it, and then the game kind of turned right there and made it 12-7, and then they got the ball back again on us, and it was 12-10, and we held to a field goal. It's a big key, and then we got the ball back, and we had scored on another big run, and went up 18-10, missed the extra point. We didn't make an extra point all night. We missed all four of them, and just different reasons. And Indianola drove down and got it and went for two and make it. It was 18-16. And next thing you know, we drove the ball length of the field, about 2 minutes left, and we scored. We got 24-16, and we missed the extra point again. So then Indianola drove back down and scored with about 31 seconds left. And then we stopped the two-point conversion, and we're able to win 24-22. Big win.
Oh, my goodness, Coach. I hope you got some Pepto-Bismol at home, because if not, you're going to have some ulcers.
You know, there's some truth to that. I was thinking about it. Might need some medication on the sideline or something, some nitro pills for the heart, because it was going pretty fast. And, it was an exciting game, and it makes it even more exciting when you're able to come out with a win.
absolutely. And, you know, there's all kinds of lessons like to be learned in those type of games, but it's a heck of a lot easier as a coach to teach that lesson after a W.
It is. You know, our kids were excited. They competed the whole game. We had opportunities to kind of, you know, like, let Indianola have got the momentum on us a little bit to start the second half. And we had opportunities to, like I said, to kind of cave in, but really don't make it very difficult on ourselves. Our guys had a big hold. The hold of the field goal made it, it was 12-10 rather than it kept them. We kept the lead the whole game. We didn't ever let them get it tied or get the lead, and that was a big, big, big factor in that. But you're right. We got lots of room to work on, things that we could do better. And you're right. But you know, it's fun to be able to teach them after a good win like that.
24-22, and the extra point. Nobody get across, and a great win there for Pella. Coach, who do you got next week?
We go to Cedar Rapids Xavier. You know, things don't get any easier.
Nope. Hello, Kettle from the frying pan, right?
Yeah, it's about right. So, you know, Xavier's always really good. So it'll be we go out there this year, so it'll be quite a challenge.
Well, go get you some Tums and some Rolaids, Coach, and find a way to enjoy a thrilling win for you guys, and a really great confidence win for your program over a really good Indianola team.
You hit it on the head there. I think it's been a great confidence builder. I feel like, you know, we played their offensive line was extremely good. That's probably, it may be one of the best ones we'll see all year, and we'll see other really, really good ones, but Indianola's right up with the rest of them, and they were good, and to be able to hold the goal we did and the way that we played, it's really exciting. I'm real proud of our guys because they did a great job.
24-22, your final score, and that was the voice of Coach Jay McKinstry of Pella. And Shane, man, what a character win right there.
Yeah, it really builds confidence. I like how he brought that up. And, you know, they were ahead the whole game, but, boy, they had him breathing right down their neck. So it shows a lot of resilience in his team, and that really helped him going forward.
We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. Centerville with a big win tonight. And Singer Nikiota. I'm going to keep it a mystery. But I'm just going to say,
a little bit of a teaser.
Never doubt the Cobra. Did it strike again tonight? Well, we'll find out. Coach Jensen will join us here in a few seconds. Coach Kovacevic, all coming your way after a quick timeout.
Hi, this is Katie McDonald, branch manager of People's State Bank and office of South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Are you looking to purchase something new or new to you this year? Come see me for all your lending needs. Looking for a new car or recreational vehicle? We have some great rates. Looking to purchase or refinance your home? We have financing for that too and some of the lowest closing costs around. Come see me on the Albia Square. I would love to finance your next big purchase. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy, we believe there's an athlete in all of us. Our bodies were made to move. Whether it's on the field or in your backyard, we know you'll feel better if you move better. Everyday tasks and activities can be made easier, and living without pain is possible. We're transforming lives and restoring hope through movement at Kinetic Edge. There's an athlete in all of us. Let us help bring out the athlete in you. Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy.
Phantom Fall Fest is back at Adventureland, taking screams to the extreme with terrifying haunted houses, spine-tingling scare zones, and your favorite Adventureland rides in the dark. Play all day, fright all night at Phantom Fall Fest. Select days through October 27th. There's horror around every corner at Adventureland, the home of Iowa's best chills. Save over 55% on tickets online now.
Welcome back into the locker room, and most locker rooms are cleaned out at this time, Shane, and but there's a lot of buses heading on long bus rides home. You know how you make a bus ride that's really long a lot shorter?
You win.
You get a victory, and that's what Coach Kovacevic and the Centerville Big Red did tonight on the road to Fort Madison, 28-12, the final score there. Coach, welcome in. Congratulations. Run us down to how this ball game transpired tonight for you and the Big Red.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm proud of our kids. I'm proud of our effort. I'm proud of our staff. You know, when you come off of two really emotional games and you're on the wrong side of them, you kind of try to get a glimpse of what kind of team you have emotionally. And I thought our guys, after a long bus ride coming over to play a tough, physical, always physical, well-coached Fort Madison team,
and just happy that we could come out with the win tonight. Kind of controlled the line of scrimmage a little bit, kind of how we wanted to. Had a couple guys step up in big spots. We had a couple. Landon McGran went down with an injury about midway through the game, and had a young kid come in, and Mac Murdoch came in and led the offense without a beat and scored enough points. And defense was solid most of the night. Fort Madison has an electric quarterback, a lot like our first two quarterbacks that we played, and I thought we did a lot better job tonight of kind of holding him in check and keeping him from getting finding seams and having a good a really good total offense. The games that he's usually used to, I thought our defense really corralled him and did an excellent job.
Coach McGrant, just a really important part of everything you guys do, and it speaks volumes of your team. And Murdoch to step in, yeah, but the team to rally around, you know. And when things have not been going your way, and then you have that happen, you've pushed all your chips to the table, and you're just ready to walk away. That's a character place for you guys in the program.
It is. I mean, you know, when it first happens, you kind of, you know, you rally around it. But at the end of the day, he's not in the ball game. But I thought our kids did a tremendous job at picking things up and being able to play hard. Makoa Calipone at running back did a really nice job of, you know, kind of stepping up and taking a leadership role and getting a lot of those carries. I thought, like I said, our line of scrimmage, offensive line, defensive line, you know, a lot of those guys are going both ways. And I thought they did a tremendous job and played with great effort, great energy. Like I said, awful proud of the kids tonight.
A little easier bus ride on the way home for Centerville. Big Red 28-12 winners over Fort Madison. Coach, what's on deck for next week?
Yeah, we get back to the friendly confines of Paul Johnson Field, and we open up district play against Clark Indians next week.
Well, the real season begins next week as we get into district, coach, and go get him. And congratulations, really a big win for you guys, and a character win. And you know, we're sort of rooting that McGrand gets healthy quickly, because first of all, he's just an outstanding kid and a real important part of your program.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Coach Kovacevic, victorious tonight on the Big Red. Big win for them, guys. Really big win. That important, you know, two emotional, he talked about emotional losses to begin the season against two teams your rivalries with. You got to go on the road and adversity, and then, the cog of everything goes down. A young kid going to come in, Murdoch, and character win.
Yeah, and that's a really big win for Centerville, especially after starting 0-2. And you know, you get back on the winning track, and you got Clark coming in next week, and they had a tough one tonight too. So, you know, Centerville's looking forward to a big week next week.
Yeah, you really don't want to go into district play 0-3. So what a big confidence booster is having a good win. And you lose your star player, and it really shows the team that it is a team sport, and fight together, and you can get through a lot of things.
Well, we are going to take another time out here in the locker room show. We're hoping to catch up with Coach Jared Jensen. How do those Cobras turn out tonight? Well, we'll give you those scores. And you know, no one wants to go into 0-3 into district play, but going 3-0 in the preseason, pretty good stuff, too. Well, we'll find out who's 3-0 at this point when we come back to the locker room show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. Don't even think about it. You've been with us this long. Why would you sleep on us now?
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus up to $1,500. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia, or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
We're in the locker room show. Lights about to go out here in the locker room. These fields start to lose their lights as well. And, guys, I'm going to take a look at this big board. And I just want to give a shout. We, you know, we cover great teams, but we got a great team. Think about the production crew back here. And Brian Carter, Elon Musk, Jacob Briggs back at the studio, Austin Major, Mariah Smith, and Nathan Parks making all of this come to life. Let's take a look at this Friday Night Lights big board. Belle Plaine tonight over Morata, 52-13. East Marshall over EBF, 35-0. It was North Mahaska, the Warhawks. Boys and girls, what a win for them. And you called it, Jackson, 69-16. North Mahaska's got a heck of a quarterback.
Oh, man, I just love talking about, I think it's Lucas, and I don't want to butcher his last name, but it's Nunnekoven.
Yeah, Nunnekoven.
Nunnekoven, yeah. He's just a stud for them.
Pella, as we just heard there, 24-22 winners. Centerville, 28-12 over Fort Madison. Grinnell all over Oskaloosa tonight. I did not see that margin coming, 43-0. And then Ottumwa, the Bulldogs, as I teased into the break, 3-0. Ottumwa Bulldogs. And, gentlemen, 62 points tonight on Des Moines Lincoln.
I believe we have a new era of Ottumwa Bulldog football, and it's looking good. The future looks bright.
Congratulations to the Bulldogs. And, you know, our eyes were peeking to the side all night long. The Cobras, you know, they were going on the road, and it's just homecoming against Mid-Prairie. I mean, you know, and when somebody puts you on their homecoming, you know what they're expecting. Although I don't think Mid-Prairie is ever going to discount Sigourney Kyoto. Well, how did the Cobras end up? Well, let's find out. We're going to jump on the phone lines and talk to, I'm certain, a very happy coach, Coach Jared Jensen, Sigourney Kyoto. Coach, run us through tonight.
Whew, well, just happy to get the win, you know. I mean, it was, you know, we came to play, and we played for four quarters, and we won it in the fourth. I mean, that's reality. We got up first 6-0, missed the extra point. You know, scoreless in the first quarter. Second quarter, we scored. They came back and scored, got up 7-6. We went into halftime 7-6. Both defenses played really well. Defensive battle, shut each other down, kind of playing that field position game. And, you know, went into halftime, you know, down one, but, you know, still felt good. We made a few adjustments offensively at halftime there, and came out and really was able to kind of to continue to move the ball, you know, put drives together, move the chains where, you know, we might get a couple first downs the first half, but have to punt. And, we found a way just to wear them down. And, you know, it was a hard hitting game. I mean, there was guys on both sides that were going out, substitutes coming in. And, you know, I think that was the big thing. Our guys that were going in to fill in for injuries and stuff, they were ready to go. And, you know, we were down 14-6 into the fourth. Billy Kindred came up with we put a drive together to score, went for two, you know, got it tied up at 14. And then, the next drive, you know, we forced him to punt. Billy Kindred came through, got the punt block. We got the ball. And I don't even know the 25 maybe. And then, you know, with about, I think, two and a half minutes to go, marched it in, put it on the board, left them about 36 seconds, and, you know, we held strong and finished the game with a win. So there was so much going on during that game, and, you know, just I'm proud of our guys and how they responded. And, you know, going down 14-6 in the third, could have hung our heads, but we kept battling and battling and battling. That's what these guys are built on. They're mentally tough and physically, you know, tough as well. And you know, we outlasted and wore down you know, a really, really talented Mid-Prairie team. I know they're 0-3, but they played three really, really talented teams, and you know, didn't come away with a win, but they were all close. So those guys are right there, and I'm just happy for our guys. This is one of the most more proud wins that you know, I've had in my career.
Coach, congratulations. And the only question I have is, I can't imagine ever being able to keep Lee Crawford without having an ulcer watching that game unfold. And hopefully we had the dump button, because who knows what was coming out of his mouth.
I think everybody was on the edge of their seat. It was honestly really just a really, really good high school football game. I think both teams made plays at times. You know, defenses stepped up when they needed to, and it was kind of just that field position game. Special teams came up huge. I think everybody was on the edge of their seat on both sides of the field.
Coach, congratulations, and once again, you guys take on the best, and you get another W tonight, and I know you're going to need the rest tomorrow, but Coach, congratulations, a big win for you guys.
Hey, thank you, guys, and hey, I'm glad you called out your production team, because you guys do a fantastic job with what you do, so thank you, guys, and go Cobra.
As head coach Jared Jensen, boy, guys, I was watching that game all night long, and Mid Prairie was back against the wall. They're Wilton and Iowa City Regina, homecoming, and you're going on the road to take on that and the character win here for Sigourney Kyoto, and there is not one ounce of surprise.
I think. Mid Prairie was very desperate tonight. They really needed a win, especially going into district play next week. And, you know, Sigourney came out at the end of the game, and they were like, we want this more than you, and they got it done.
Well, we're going to jump on the phone lines, the Warhawks. Shane, I mean, we've been on this bandwagon, and you can kind of see this thing coming. But there was not much mystery tonight. Big win for North Mahaska.
We all had them in our pick'em, and boy, they didn't disappoint, and boy, they didn't just win. They kind of a statement game right there.
Coach Bennett joining us on the phone lines. Coach, first of all, congratulations, and not a lot of Tums needed tonight. You guys took the mystery out of this one, 69-16 over Central Decatur.
Yes, sir. We came out and we played a really good game in all the phases of the game tonight, and really felt that we could dominate the line of scrimmage if we gave our guys the right scheme, and they went out and they answered the call, and our defense has just been all over the place since the start of the season. So giving us short fields on the offensive side of the ball, and we finished off those drives tonight. So really proud of the guys and how they played.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. One of the things I've really liked about your team so far this year is your quarterback, Lucas. I don't want to butcher his last name. Is it Nunakovin?
Yes, sir, Lucas Nunakovin.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed watching him play so far. Tell me a little bit about him.
I'll tell you what. Lucas is a kid that's really easy to talk about. Kid's got a heart of a lion, right? And he never quits. Okay, it's uncanny to see in a, you know, 17, 18 year old kid that just doesn't stop, right? He doesn't know when to quit. He's always going to fight for his team, and his teammates trust him with the ball in his hands. And the thing is we're really lucky. This guy's been able to do it for the last 3 years for us. And he took some lumps, you know, his sophomore year and even last year, his junior year. But this year he really is sure of what's going on out there, and commands that huddle like a quarterback should and like a leader should, and is, you know, maybe even a better player on defense. So I could talk about him all the way until we get back to New Shares, to be honest. But the kid has been really impressive so far. Is by far our leader out there on the field.
Well, Coach, huge win for you guys. Who's on the docket for next week as we really start to focus on district play?
We play Martinsdale St. Mary's at home. They're a young team this year. They lost a lot of seniors last year. It felt like we gave one away when we went down to their place in a tight one. I think we lost 22-14 or something like that. It was a really good football game. Turned the ball over twice in the red zone. And just felt like we had one slip away out of our hands. So it's definitely one that we circled on the schedule, and one that our boys really want. So, this one too, since Decatur was one that we really wanted to kind of get our lick back. And we went out there and did that tonight. So we're going to enjoy it tonight. We're going to be all Martinsdale St. Mary's tomorrow.
Coach, congratulations. Trey Bennett, 69-16. The Warhawks on the path, and they get the W, and we'll be back at it next week. And, of course, you can catch all their games right here on ThunderCountry.tv. Guys, Holmesy, big night.
Fun night.
Sigourney, Kyoto, big win. Centerville, big win. Chargers win the Battle of 34, and we saw two good football teams here in Ironman Field, Jackson Pence.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to how both teams respond next week, and, you know, no rest for the weary.
All right, Shane, you going to join me in the locker room show tomorrow?
I sure am.
All right, we'll be back here in the morning. And thanks to Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business, and to all of you making this a part of your football Friday night. You've been listening to Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. Now on to the statewide high school show.
You're at home in the